This interview you had recently with, is that her name, Alex Phillips?
Yeah.
Well, I've never seen anything so histrionic.
You're banning and deporting people based on ideas. Ideas exist inside someone's head. Send people home how? Well, how do you assess those people? How do you go
according to the definition
the
of the word?
How do you know what their ideas are? These ideas
really
are in their heads.
You
have on one side of the right completely neglecting the ethnic side of the debate.
I just think identity politics is pretty horrific. I think it's ominous. I think it's divisive.
If you don't accept that there is a distinctive English people, you don't really have a right-wing party. She is an incredibly two-faced woman. She got really frustrated. That's when she was becoming really fidgety and moving around the place. She utterly despises competition on the right.
We must respect the culture of our land. So okay. It's these people take practices and have in-group preference from their communities, and it doesn't adhere to the laws of the land, they should go home. Regardless of how painful it will be, it is necessary. So it has to happen.
Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of The Jolly Heretic. I have a very special guest for you today. One of the, I think, the youngest guest I've ever had on The Jolly Heretic public house. And that is a guy who, like Father Dougal, his wisdom is way beyond his age. And that is young Bob, who has become prominent for his based campaigning and going to events and recording events and getting into all kinds of trouble. So, Bob, hello.
Hello. Pleasure to be with you.
Pleasure to meet you. So tell us then, I mean, it's extraordinary for those of us that are in our mid-40s. You're only 17, you're in the upper sixth at school. How did you, you're doing your A-levels and all that. So how did you get, whereabouts are you based, and how did you get involved in all of this this activism and so forth at such a youthful age?
Yeah, so I'm in Hertfordshire. I'm studying at college on the internet. And I had to, because during doing this, I had several encounters with my college and Prevent, and a Muslim schoolboy actually tried to attack me. Because I actually originally started doing this not from like a political aspect, but rather a religious one. I started out in Speaker's Corner. I was very much a religious apologist. I used to do a lot of religious debating. And I started when I was about 15 on the internet debating. And then in the summer, my father took me out to Speaker's Corner, and I was incredibly underwhelmed by the caliber of discussion. And then from there, I kind of then just started attending street protests as the friends that I got from Speaker's Corner were doing. And then I gained an impression that I could also be getting into politics. And when I did speeches at these events, I gained a lot of momentum from people on the internet. A lot of people like the idea that their ideas are preserved within the younger generation. That is why predominantly a lot of my support base is people who are significantly older than myself. But ultimately, my goal is to broaden that branch away from older people and towards younger people.
Yes. I mean, you're the same. You're literally the same age as my daughter. So I find the whole thing. We've been through 30 years or more since Blair of tyranny. And the idea that young people who've only known tyranny, you know, you've never known a free country like I have done, are react, and you, all you've known is woke. Whereas I was born in 1980. I mean, I had school teachers in a junior school born in the 20s. You know, that fought in the war. So all you've known is this boomer woke gay tyranny. So it's quite refreshing that young people are reacting against it. I think they're the future. That's why. But can we go back a bit, because the religion thing, until you switched on the camera and I saw icon wall behind you, I wasn't familiar with. So what was your upbringing? Orthodox or what? How?
No, I was cradle Catholic.
Sorry?
But then I was cradly born Catholic. Right. I was baptized into a Catholic church. But then, as most liberal families do, they can attend mass every so often. But it was really, and I've actually ticked all the boxes when it comes to a conservative activist. So I was a failed drama student. I used to do drama in like year 11, 10, 9, 8. So I used to do a lot of local productions. And that was when I was really, I experienced a lot of the wokery and a lot of the depravity. And I was incredibly lonely at the time, as you would imagine someone with my personality was. And I really found God, ironically, and it really gave me purpose. So I was just reading religiously different texts, the Quran, the Bible, predominantly. Didn't really look into Judaism. And then I was from going from there, studying the Bible and then going into the patristic tradition and finding out what tradition ultimately in lines with the historical data. And I found that orthodoxy is arguably one of the most orthodox church and also the most fulfilling. It gave me a lot of purpose. I mean, if you ask anyone, if they go to an orthodox liturgy or a Catholic liturgy, do they find more purpose? Which one? It's most likely an orthodox one. So especially for young people, they're going in their droves towards Greek orthodoxy predominantly because the Greek communities are a bit more welcoming. In fact, when I was baptized on the day that Lazarus raised from the dead, because typically the catechumens get baptized on one particular day of the year in the calendar, the year before that, they only baptized one. Mm-hmm. The year that I got baptized, 15 got baptized, and they were all people around my age. In one church, they baptized over 100 people, and the bishop had to come in and assist them with those baptisms. So it seems like orthodoxy, despite the fact it's a bit taboo within the Christian community, and most people suspect that young people are moving towards Protestantism, we are seeing a revival within the apostolic era of Christianity.
Well, I suppose it's the only one of the three big churches that hasn't paused, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, Catholicism can't really find it. Like, it seems like the Pope is trying to be too compassionate at sometimes, in such a way that sometimes he comes out as woke. I'll actually defend the Pope, not on his heresy, but rather I do actually think that he's well-intentioned and I don't think he's moving down a liberal agenda. But certainly Protestantism has been captured. The way that the Church of England tries to evangelize people is by broadening the definition of what it means to be a Christian. This includes, being in sin. As soon as they accepted that fact, they absolutely lost all credibility amongst people who actually wanted to find legitimate orthodoxy within Christianity.
Yes. Also, I suppose there's often been an element in Western culture of being attracted to the East, the mysterious East. Hence, people are attracted to things like Hinduism or Buddhism or historically Islam. And I wonder if there's some balance with orthodoxy, that it's attracted to the East, but it's not too extremely different from the Western tradition. And it's that kind of balance that makes it attractive.
I mean, the more that the English converts come in, the more that there is an English liturgy. I mean, even Martin Luther famously said there is none more pious than the Greek Christians, which is referring to the Eastern Orthodox. So even within the Protestant tradition, historically, a lot of the key Protestant figures actually had a deep admiration. I think there was a story of Martin Luther going up to an Egyptian church and looking at the monks there, trying to adopt a lot of his liturgical practices from what he saw in Ethiopia, with even the Lutherans calling themselves Western Orthodox. So I think there is an interesting balance. The more that the people from the West come to an Eastern tradition, it will just naturally come out. I mean, even if you go to like places like Russia, they clearly do have more of a Western inspired look and feel to it.
Yeah, I know this in Finland. Finland, where I live, has two official religions, the Lutheran Church, which is almost everybody, and then a small Orthodox minority. I hadn't been to an Orthodox church till I came to Finland. And it was a fascinating experience. But going back a bit, so why did you, did you mind my asking, did you go to an all-boys school?
No, I went to a public, all-gendered school. It was quite hard. I mean, I was hospitalized like 3 times. I was incredibly bullied. I think it really built up my character. I went to a very poor secondary school that didn't know how to properly deal with people. As most people can tell, I have Asperger's, I'm autistic. So they didn't really know how to properly deal with me. And I think that was the best situation you could have put me in, because it then enabled me to build up my character from not having a lot of resources.
What were you? Have you been diagnosed with autism?
Yeah, correct. From when I was very young.
Okay, yeah. And so what were the manifestations of autism at school that were causing problems?
Well, it was just more students causing me problems. I was very much socially awkward. I couldn't keep good eye contact with people. The thing is, I don't really think autism is that much of a deficiency. It's just a weird way of looking at life and adaptive thinking. Which certainly serves to your benefit when you're trying to give a witty remark towards an end of a loaded debate. But they certainly didn't know how to deal with a student who had that much attention on him from others.
So what were they doing?
Well, one case was there was one student when I was in a supply class that chucked a table over my head, and I was passed out for a couple of minutes. And when I woke up, the teacher started shouting at me because people were chucking stuff around the classroom throughout the duration of the day and blamed me for it and tried to get me to pick it up, even though I was like dizzy and didn't know where I was. The second time, a Macedonian boy came up to me. We were playing football very deep into a field. You couldn't really see it away from the school. And he strangles me until I'm on the floor, passed out, and had to go to hospital. And I think the second time, I was just randomly beaten up by a bunch of students above and below my age outside of the school premise, and I had to quickly run. And
how old were you?
I would have been 14, 15 at those times.
Not long ago. Well, it seems long ago for you, perhaps, but not long ago for people that are older. Okay, that's appalling. And so, when you went to these drama classes and things, I assume it was overwhelmingly female, was it?
Yes, or overwhelmingly queer. Of course, the stereotype is that most of these people are social rejects, because, like, drama, you can be anything. So,
yeah, tell me more about that. How is the experience there different from this school where people are throwing tables at you and strangling you and bullying you?
So, like, you immediately go for drama if you're different, because, you know, you can act like anyone, be anything. But if you're on the right side of politics, or if you're socially conservative, or if you're Christian, because I started slowly manifesting the ideas that I now promote back in secondary school. I always had them. I may have been a bit more meek in my positions, a bit more diplomatic, but I certainly still had them, and people were very much aware of that. So when I was doing these things, during, like, in between rehearsals, when people were doing socials and stuff, I was always the outcast, and it was because everyone was very intimidated by my beliefs. In fact, when it came to a group chat, it was during, like, when Rishi Sunak did a joke in Parliament about there only being two genders, and I was trying to be diplomatic. Well, some people believe this because X, Y, and Z. And, you know, they were blaming me for the suppression of transgender people. And in fact, towards the last production I would ever do with them, And this was a school production as well. And it was the same day, or the same week rather, where a student actually killed himself on the school premise. So you already have within very brief memory of this school, someone killing himself in school premise. He did actually survive, but he hung himself on a noose and they had to get an air ambulance in. On the same week of that happening, the last drama production I would ever do for that school, they all came up to me because of my position on transgenderism and the fact I'm socially conservative.
Sorry, I'm a little bit confused. So the drama stuff was at a separate school from the school that you were at?
No, it was the same one.
Oh, sorry, I assumed it was a drama club or something.
No.
All right, okay.
So on the same, like, week that's very much in the brief memory of the school, they all tell me to go kill myself, which is quite surprising coming from the fact that it's supposed to be a very tolerant, left-leaning ideology that's mostly entrenched within these institutions. And that's when I kind of find out that you can't really be, you know, diplomatic with these people. You do actually have to give full force your beliefs.
Yes.
So that's really where, after that happened, I completely dropped drama. And I was just continuing into my religious studies. I did that a lot online, on the internet, reading a lot. And that's really where I kind of got my inspiration to go into Speaker's Corner, then continue into politics.
I see. So, I'm sorry, with regard to this religion thing, did you have anything that might be comparable to what one might call a religious experience or a conversion experience or anything like that?
Yeah, when I was lonely, I always used to just pray instinctively. And you always get this fuzzy feeling as if you were hugged. So that kept me going between the summer when I was in year 11 to my first year of college, because
this is 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. a feeling of being hugged. So you would pray and you would kind of dissociate, as it were, and you would feel God's presence. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's a great way of putting it.
And that felt like being hugged.
Yeah, I think, or at least there being someone with me whilst all of this stuff was going on.
Do you have siblings?
I have an identical twin brother and an older brother, yeah.
An identical twin brother? Okay, that's interesting because he's genetically exactly the same as you. So is he autistic?
Yes.
But he hasn't gone down the route of basedness and celebrity, though?
Unfortunately not. But he has, of course, intentionally tried to differentiate himself in terms of his appearance now, simply because sometimes I'll get recognised and it's not always a great one.
Was he bullied at your school, your brother?
Not so much.
That's interesting because he's genetically the same as you. So what do you think's going on there?
I mean, it's like, we like you because you're not him. That sort of thing. We like this one because he's not as bad as the other one. So he actually used to benefit from the fact that I was really unliked.
Right. So yeah, he was. And, oh my goodness, that seems very, very weird. So he got social cachet from being slightly less peculiar than you.
Correct. Yeah. And I used to just say, well, you know, if it benefits you, doesn't bother me. Use it to the best of your ability.
And so what does he do now? Is he a sick former as well?
He's studying in trade to be a tradie.
Okay, and what are you studying?
I'm studying, after a few episodes at my college, I had to just do an online course. So I'm doing an online course on theology, which I really like doing. And I already know what they're already talking about. Because I like to think that I know a bit more in politics and philosophy and religion than what is the set course for most sixth form students.
But it's 3 A levels, yes, surely.
Yeah. So it's college. So I did one. I did a BTEC last year in IT, just because I wanted to do something practical. And then that gives you 1.5 A levels. And then the next year, because it's in college, I did theology, and that's another 1.5.
I see. And what were these incidents in sixth form college that were a problem?
Yeah, so during college, that was when I really started to do Speaker's Corner debates, and they were recorded by so many people. Speaker's Corner has literally become a grift for cameramen to get as much footage of people debating as humanly possible. So if you debate once at Speaker's Corner, everyone knows you've done it. And I live in a very demographically replaced area.
Hertfordshire?
Yeah. I can't say where. It's very demographically replaced. I live right next to a big mosque. So my college is full of Muslims. And if they're not full of Muslims, they're full of liberals. So it's like a good combination of both, where if I go into politics, I'll probably annoy the liberals. If I go into religion, I'll probably annoy the Muslims. And they found out I was doing religious content. And there was one occasion where this guy just randomly comes up to me and starts punching me in the face. He is a Muslim. I had no reason why I did it. I push him away from me. Now, according to the school's policy, if you get into a physical altercation, you are then forced to take like a week off for them to investigate who caused what and what is the associated punishment. And I had a Quran actually in my messenger bag, which goes below my waist. And for anyone who doesn't know, according to Jewish prudence within Islam, like the moral law, you have to have a Quran if you're a believing Muslim above your waist. So because he knew I had a Quran under my waist, he told his parents. His parents then called the school, had a meeting with the school, said that the reason why he decided to attack me was because he found me antagonizing by my beliefs on the internet and by the fact I had a Quran under my waist. And then I had to take another...
Are you ready for the future of the West?
Thank you for listening. If you'd like to hear the full thing, as well as help with my other projects, then please become a subscriber at jollyheretic.com.